And you'd open up a faucet on the barrel?
Under the barrel, and it'd come right down on your head, and you'd start washing. Pre-runner to the shower, you know.
Yeah. I never heard of that. That's
well, just very few people had those things. They just didn't think of them, or didn't care, or didn't know ingenuity, you know. But we like to call ourselves progressive, you know. On our farm, we kept our fences clean. We would lay by our crops, get through with them. I would always plow these fence rows out real clean and nice and plant beans around there. And we'd have more beans than we would need. We'd invite the neighbors in to come pick them some beans. All dry beans in.
I see.
No canning. Dry beans. Put them up in sacks and keep them all winter. And then on the outside of a fence, I'd take one of these old swinging scythes and cut the weeds around, well, there's about almost a mile of fence that I had along the road.
Oh, really? That much?
And then we had a little lane led up to our house, and I kept that groomed just like we would our yard. And very few farms back then would, they might sweep their yard, no lawnmowers. My mama's yard was as clear of grass as this floor. She just had her flowers, her roses and everything around. But she'd sweep that yard just like, instead of raking it up, she'd just take her broom and sweep it. And we always fussed out of sweeping it out into our horse lot, see. Kind of a joke with us, you know. Someone said, well, isn't that a lot of work? I said, well, not any more than mowing grass. I said, well,
I guess not.
She could sweep the yard, or we could help her. Time you could mow the grass, and if you didn't do that, you had weeds and grass come up in your yard, and you had to cut them with a hoe or something. She kept her yard swept clean.
Isn't that funny? And now people try to cultivate grass, and she was trying to keep it out.
Put it out, and we cut it out.
And you cut that too. Oh, what did she use to fry eggs in?
The old iron skillet. Cast iron skillet.
Cast iron skillet. How about to make biscuits in? What would she?
She had the, well, she had a great big, huge pan that she kneaded the dough in, mixed the dough in. I don't remember if it was an oval shape or seemed to me like it, that she used just a small aluminum. They just began to make aluminum. So what we would call a dish pan, you know. Seemed to me like she finally went to that. She liked, because she had to make up a lot of biscuits. There was five of us children at home, and my dad always had one or two hard hands. And we never knew how much company we'd have. She'd make no telling how many biscuits. And my wife says that her mother would make as high as 100 biscuits in a meal. My mama had these great big pans, you know. She had some made out of tin, and she had a few made out of cast iron. She'd make cornbread muffins in that mostly. But the biscuits mostly were cooked in these big pans, and she'd make those biscuits, real large biscuits and that thick. And on a cold morning about daylight, boy, them things were good.
Oh, I bet. I
always got up and eat the lamplight, you know. Whether we were working or not.
Oh, you did?
Routine.
Every day?
Yeah.
You ate breakfast every day?
That's right. Every day. Three meals a day.
Oh, you did? You ate?
Sometimes during the winter, if we were snowed in, we had a lot more snow than we do now. We'd get up a little bit later than usual and wouldn't have but two meals. Of course, us kids would gripe about that, you know, always hungry. But we'd find a wind up popping some corn or parching some peanuts. And it seemed like we would stay up late, but looking back now with the kerosene lights and everything, I know that in winter it begins to get dark at 5 o'clock, you know, so we probably went to bed at 8 o'clock, not never later than 8 o'clock.